Thank you. recently died. And our hearts go out and touch them.
South, Dr. Martin Luther King was assassinated, so we were caught right in the middle of a racial madness. Still going on today, too, but, you know, back then we dedicated, we're playing at the stadium in, what was that, New Orleans, actually, sports stadium. So we dedicated People Get Ready to Dr. King, and we always do it every time we play, all these years later. And we dedicated to all the friends and fans that love this arrangement from our first album that aren't with us anymore today, but history will get ready.
Thank you. Song that was on the flip side of You Keep Me Hanging On, remember that song? Oh.
that song. Maybe we'll do it later tonight. But it's a song called Take Me for a Little While.
Right? Okay, everybody else is on that. That's it. This song, we're going to ask you guys to help us out with a little bit. We're going to sing something. I'm going to let you guys join in with us. Can you do that? I said, can you do that? All right, Wisconsin, here we go. Oh, whenever we're going to start this baby up. Give me some love. Come on, people. Give me some love.
He came to America and brought these three unknowns, John Paul Jones and Robert Plant and Bonzo, and formed a band called Led Zeppelin. So we were label mates, and actually the first tour they did was opening for Vanilla Fudge when we were hot shit. You know, we had like three albums and a chart at the same time. And we were touring the Northwest all over the United States, and we rocked and we partied, and we saw them become the biggest band in the world. Right, guys? And we did a record called Out Through the Indoor. We're going to dedicate this to our old Zeppelin friends and see if they recognize it. See if I recognize it. Yeah. said, baby. So quick.
And you know what? Here's a funny story, right? When Led Zeppelin was going to be on a, you know, our show, the first show. The promoter didn't want them on there because it was already sold out. So we had the same agent. So the agent said, I tell you what, you pay half and Vanilla Fudge will pay half. Right? We didn't even know about that, right? So we ended up paying half. They went for $1,500 that night. We paid $750 for them to play on our show. Right? I didn't find this out until 2004. Pretty funny, right? Yeah. Pretty amazing how stuff happened back in the old days. Just a little tidbit.
So they owe you $750.
They owe $750 in interest. Okay, you ready to rock?
Yeah. Thank you.
to make it rich. Oh,
Thank you.
you guys do this. I'm not gonna play you, okay?
Smoking a doob and drinking something, and lighter in those days. And the Supremes came on the radio with the song called You Keep Me Hanging On, and it sounded so fast, you know. So I said, wow, dudes, you know, we were taking songs and slowing them down, putting our symphonic psychedelic touch, everything. I said, wouldn't this be a really cool song to slow down? Maybe we could put something really cool together for it. So I came up with some keyboard stuff. Vinny came up with this killer
Rocco guitar intro. Carmine and Tim Bogart, who's been retired for 10 years. Just talked to him today. Hope you're doing well, Timmy, in Southern California. But we were playing at a place called Angano's, which was another discotheque on the west side of New York. So we went and rehearsed during the day, and after we got done, we really felt we had something really, really special. So we're going to bring that special tonight. So we hope you sing the chorus with us.
All right.
supporting Classic Rock. Thank you so much. We'll be right back.
Cable, say hi.